Greetings in the light of our Radiant One. I am Kadar Manka. People of Earth, it is a moment in your time when actions must be taken. It has been voiced to those among you that there is little time for the people upon your world. In their present state of awareness, to acquire additional time for its development. On the many occasions when I have represented your Earth before the august body of the Tribunal, it has always been my great privilege to speak for your world, your planet, in terms that others would comprehend. This has not always been an easy task, for reasons I am sure are now quite apparent to your people. People of Earth, as I have stated upon many occasions, we, and those beings who are charged with the spiritual administration of your world, have offered that which is of love and light and of assistance in increasing your self-awareness. Gratitude is a characteristic, a certain facet of character, and its lack upon your world is most apparent. Few of you have anything to be grateful for you do not know that which you seek. We intend, however, to make available that knowledge to your planet, which will assist humans in increasing their awareness and status to that of man. The Confederation and Alliance of Man Among the Stars is open to those who have a true concept of the identity of self and the destiny of man. Others do not belong, for unless one has some knowledge of what one is, one cannot expect to progress. For you, people of Earth, it is to learn, to come to grips with, to understand, to become aware of not only the meanings of words, but much more importantly, the nature of thought, the recognition of self, the development of awareness, and the destiny and purpose of life. Thought is the forerunner of all expression, of all action, of all manifestation. Thought is the intangible that your minds have had great difficulty in knowing and grasping. People of Earth, I ask all of those who have heard my words and thoughts, not only in your past, but who hear them at this time, and to those who have yet to hear them, to consider well that which you are. You are humans, men, on your way to becoming man, the knower of light and the universe. Hopefully, many of you will find new areas in which your powers of evaluation will be employed to define new concepts and goals. It is sincerely hoped that this will be so. For people of Earth, it shall be our great privilege to be of assistance, to offer the gift of knowledge, for men to become man as they emerge from the cocoon of their unconsciousness. Your world, the Earth, in its present state, will not be tolerant of men much longer. The planet Earth, however, will continue through millenniums of time as a new home for the race of man. I suggest for those of you who would claim the title that you accept the responsibility. For if you do not represent man, a knowledgeable being of light, you will remain men, still searching for meaning and purpose in your existence. You have choice. It has always been there before you. It will always remain for you to make. We speak with great emphasis on this topic, with the hope of fanning the spark of awareness in the men and women upon your world that can accept it. That spark, which might ignite and become the flame which lights the path to your true destiny. Such a recognition of your potential would truly light up your world and herald it into the new existence that awaits it. The cycles of time are culminating for men. The new era about to be ushered in will be too refined and completely untenable by the order of men. For it is the long-awaited attainment, the heritage, and it will be, above all, for the creation called man. For those among your peoples who have not the credentials of man, their existence as men will terminate upon your planet and continue in some more appropriate setting to continue in the development of their awareness until they become man. But for those who have made the effort, who are learning about man and his His realization of self, his destiny. These ones will obtain the ethers as their home, for there are boundless possibilities. For beyond, my brothers and sisters, the mere physical matter of that which is called universe, there are realms that are legion with beings that are most magnificent. Even the thought that one harbors within the breast of man, of association with these ones, is a thrill many are incapable of experiencing. We suggest, people of Earth, that it is time for the ennoblement of man. In the name of our Infinite One, let it be so. People of Earth, it has been my great privilege to address you, and I shall welcome the opportunity in the times Adonai. I am Kadar Mandra, Adonai.